Both Walker and Burke are banking on heavy turnout from their political bases tomorrow. Walker needs Republicans to turn out in Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties. Burke needs lots of Democratic votes in Milwaukee, Dane, and Rock counties. But they both spent considerable time campaigning in swing counties. For example, they're both visiting Eau Claire County today, which Walker won in his 2012 recall, and President Obama won just a few months later. Marquette University's Charles Franklin says Burke has a lot to gain in western Wisconsin.
If Democrats can hold that area and do at least proportionately as well as they did in the presidential and Senate races, that would be a strong showing for them compared to where they were in the recall.
Similarly, Franklin says Walker is hoping to turn things around in northern Wisconsin counties between Wausau and Superior.
So again, the same pattern in reverse, that those are areas Republicans would like to run up the score in. But if the vote looked more like November 2012, it could be a more even balance.
Franklin and the Government Accountability Board predict that turnout could be close to the recall when 2.5 million people voted. That's almost a 500,000 more than voted in the last two midterm elections, but about a 500,000 less than voted in the last presidential race. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.